flies cover the ground. Pharaoh was stubborn and mean. Stubborn people always have trouble. In this story, we learn of more troubles for Pharaoh and his people. Pharaoh would not let God's people go. The Lord sent another plague. With Aaron's rod, God turned the dust of the earth into lice. All the dust of the land became lice. Millions of these tiny creatures appeared. They crawled all over the people and all over the animals. No doubt lice got in their eyes, ears, and in their food. Pharaoh's magicians could not do this trick. This is the work of God, they told the king. But stubborn Pharaoh still would not let the people go. The next plague sent by God was flies. He sent swarms and swarms and swarms of ugly, dirty flies. The flies sat upon Pharaoh. My, how they bothered him. Swarms of flies were on his servants and all of the people. All houses were full of these dirty flies. The ground was covered with flies. Everything was made dirty or spoiled by the flies. God's people, the Israelites, lived in a part of Egypt called Goshen. No swarms of flies went there. God kept the flies away from his people. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron. Go sacrifice to your God in this land, said the king. Moses would not worship there before the Egyptians. The Egyptians did not believe in making sacrifices the way God's people did. We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he shall command us, said Moses. The king agreed to let them go for worship. You shall not go very far away. Pray for me, said Pharaoh. Moses prayed to God for the flies to leave. God took them away. The Bible says that not one fly was left in Egypt. As soon as they were gone, Pharaoh changed his mind. His hard heart was stubborn again. He would not let the people go as he promised Moses. Again the king had lied. The next plague was a sickness that killed the cattle, horses, and sheep. Soon thousands of animals died, but not those in Goshen. God did not let animals that belonged to the Israelites. God was taking care of his people. He loves his people. All of the Egyptians' animals were dead, but Pharaoh still would not let the people go. Pharaoh did not know it, but more trouble was on the way for him and his people. This stubborn king needed to learn who is the true and living God. How long would it take? How many plagues would God have to send before the king would bow down to God?
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.